Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, tourney officially does kick off tonight. Yes, if you make the first four, you're in the tourney. I'm not fighting that battle. Let's do a little tourney blitz, shall we?
Well, Mike, this is the segment that you love. It is the receipt segment.
So I'm leaving.
We're going to have some fun. We're going to give our predictions for the tournament. And then at the end of the tournament, good. We'll come back and listen to how right we were.
They'll all be wrong. Can't wait. Let's go.
Are we all right?
All right.
Let's start off with something simple. An 11 seed or higher, first round victories, 3.5.
Over. I think the parity has never been bigger. I mean, hell, you got a 12 favorite over a 5. You got a couple 11s that, to me, are like a VCU. That's an outright winner. I'll go over.
I'm going to say under. I think it's a big chalky year here in the NCAA tournament.
You would.
I would.
Killing the vibes.
Well, I'm like the Michigan baseball player with the chalk.
I'll leave that alone.
I'm going to say over.
I'm going to say over as well. I do think that, as Mike said, there's a lot. The 11 seed is the hot seed, but the 12 seed, there's two 12 games that I'm looking at, so I'll say over. A 9 seed or higher to make the Final Four. Why? Because in the past couple of years, a 10 seed or higher has made the Final Four. So I'm going to go a 9 seed or higher to make the Final Four this year.
I'm going to say no. This is where I think Evan's point about chalk at the top. No, this is not the year for that.
Yeah, I got to stick with the no, it's not going to happen as well because of what I said about the chalk. And I just think the powerhouse teams will prevail.
Yeah, no, I don't see it this year. Nope.
We're all going to be wrong, aren't we?
No, probably. I'm going to say yes.
Probably.
So one of us will be right. A 1 seed will lose in the opening weekend.
I'm saying no. I've said all year the top 4 or 5 teams are just better than everybody else. I can't bail on it now.
The reason why I say that too, Auburn as a 1, 2, or 3 seed under Bruce Pearl has always lost in the opening weekend.
Well, Auburn was going to be the example that I used because I've only heard it like 1,000 times this weekend. Did you know they've lost 3 out of the last 4 games?
Yes, Evan.
So I'm going to say yes, it's going to happen.
Boy, I hope it's Auburn, but I don't think it's going to happen this year. So no.
Evan, I'm with you. I do think that I like the 1 seeds, but I don't think that we have that dominant 1 seed. They were like, oh, this team's going to. Like last year, you knew UConn and everybody else. I don't see it. A first 4 team, basically the play-in games, will make a Sweet 16. 1 team from the first 4 will make a Sweet 16.
Either out of spite, North Carolina, or out of brilliance, Xavier. I'll say yes. This idiocy continues to happen, so I'm just riding with it.
Yeah, it seems like every single year they'll at least win the first round game when they get there, and if they do that, then they have a shot, so I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah, North Carolina's going to do it.
No!
Yeah, North Carolina's going to do it.
Just got to get hit hot at the right time.
Raise up.
Yep,
they don't. Is that a Petey Pablo reference?
He's waving his shirt
Shout
over
out
his head.
2002, everybody.
Wave it like a helicopter.
Wow. My God. Is Petey Pablo alive? 248.
I was just going to ask, what is he doing these days?
Say yes. Probably. Odds on an early 2000s rapper still alive in 2025, less than 50%.
He is alive.
You know, 51.
You know who's 51. Not? And I never knew it. Until like a week ago?
Heavy D.
Craig Mack. Oh, yeah. Didn't know he died.
Yeah, a while ago.
No idea. Well, you don't release albums. I don't pay attention.
Petey Pablo's real name.
It's Moses? Hard to release an album when you're
when
not
you're dead.
Here.
Yeah, I understand.
No, Tupac's been doing it for years.
All right, true. Can we get back to it, please? Did you just say Petey Pablo's real name is Muhammad?
No, it's Moses Barrett III.
How do you get Petey Pablo?
I don't know.
Move
because
on.
You don't sell a lot of albums with Moses Barrett III.
Let's move on.
You sound like you're part of the Young Republicans. All right. The The amount of one seeds in the Final Four, over, under, 1.5.
Over. I think there'll be at least 3.
Yeah, I'm going to say over. I think 2.
Yeah, I also think 2.
I'm going to go under. I think you'll get 1, and you'll get 3 others crashing the party. The amount of 10 seeds or higher in the Sweet 16, over, under, 1.5.
Hold on. 10 seeds or higher in the Sweet 16. We just got done saying somebody from the play-in always does it. I'm going to go over.
What'd you put the number at?
1.5.
No. Chalk, baby. Chalk.
I hate this. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go over.
He's looking at the bracket like that mattered.
I'm just staring at him.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you looking at?
You know what?
I'm looking at the Final Four logo.
I'm going to go under.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Okay. The Final Four, final seeding. So whatever number you have next to your name, when you collectively add it all up, will the number be over or under 9.5? So if all 4 1 seeds make
it, 4.
That's a 4. So therefore it would be under.
I'm going under.
Okay.
Chalk.
4. Michigan State's at 2, so we're at 6.
I'd go under 6.5.
3. I'm going
to
say under.
You want to change it to 6.5?
No, I'm just telling.
I'm going to say under as well.
Mike's going under. Evan's going under. I'm going to go over. David, what do you got? Oh, he's got the fingers out.
I'm going to go under. Just barely.
Yeah, you look like a 70-year-old back there with your bracket.
Just barely.
Got an abacus.
Yeah.
I'm about to fill it out.
Carry the 1. Mike, this one's just for you. Over, under wins for the University of Georgia, 0.5.
Under.
This is the year that Georgia gets a win.
They haven't won a tournament game in 23 years.
Make it 24?
Yeah. I don't think they're getting it done against Gonzaga.
Even though it's just from, like, I got faith in the Bulldogs.
Why?
I don't know. Just to be against you.
Oh, good. That's nice. That's excellent.
For Kenny, I'm going to go over.
Like, he cares.
Kenny couldn't name one basketball player on that team.
Herschel Walker.
He probably doesn't even know the arena they play on campus.
He couldn't tell you what the home or the road uniform
right.
Look like.
I'm going to go under. I'm with you, Mike. I think the Gonzaga just ends their pain real quickly. Which team goes further in the tournament? KU or UK? Kansas or Kentucky?
God, that's Kentucky. A good question.
Thank you, Evan.
It's a great one. I'm picking Arkansas. Kansas stinks. Rico got me.
No, they do
schooled
stink.
On that early. They stink.
But they still have players.
It doesn't matter. The pieces don't fit. Baylor has players. They went 19-14.
Kansas not a one seed. They're normally out opening weekend. Kentucky hasn't won. They've won one game.
Dude, they
like
went out
the
and got AJ Store, and the kid sits the bench.
I know this. I know this.
So who are you taking?
Give me Kentucky.
That's a tough one. I want to
even though they're banged up.
I want to say Kansas, so I'm going to go with Kansas. It kills me to say it, but
Kentucky.
Yeah, I'm going Kentucky as well.
Can't do it for the reason you are hurting to do it, Evan.
Hunter is the biggest downfall that they have, and they play so much better when he's not out there, but I understand you have to play the kid because he's going to get you 20-10.
Whatever, they should have lost Samford last
year. All-American, man, all-American.
All right. Big Ten teams in the Sweet 16, over, under, 3.5.
Under.
Under.
It's under. I think the Big Ten's so overrated.
I don't respect this conference.
I do.
I'm going to go
Yeah,
over.
Of course you do.
All right.
You're a regular Dave Revson.
He's the guy that roots for the Big Ten.
Yeah, him and his college roommate.
that's what I was going for.
All right, Michigan has advanced to the Sweet 16 or deeper for the last previous 5 tournaments. That being said, Michigan wins this year over under 2.5.
Under. I think it's a terrible draw in the opening round for them.
everything in my body wants to say under, but it's been an awful sports year for me, so that's probably going to continue, so I'm going to say
over. That's not based in rationality.
It's fact.
You could go 0.5 and I would go under. I don't think they're winning the first game.
They're going to beat that team by like 20 points. It sucks.
All right, then go ahead and put your kid's college fund on it.
I'm going to go under as well. Michigan State has reached the Final Four 5 of the last 7 times they've been a 2 seed or higher.
Mm.
Under Izzo, Michigan State wins over under 3.5.
You know what 4 means.
I know metrically they can do it because they do the right stuff. I still don't think they're that good. But you know what? You're answering questions. I don't know. It's been a bad year. Yes. I just would like something to root for.
Okay.
Well, my bad year is going to continue. It's going to be under.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it will continue under.
Mike, I'll join you.
Thank you.
I'll go over.
I want over.
And finally.
I need something to root for.
Finally, national champion.
Florida.
Well, Mike.
The field.
SEC or the field?
SEC.
Field.
Field.
I'm going the field as well because Duke is in the field.
Well, you know what? I'll stand alone because it just means more. SEC.
The team with the conference with the most bids never wins the championship.
That's right. Don't you forget that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, that's our NCAA tournament receipts. 97-1.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.